Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we unpack what happened in Waukesha. Terrible tragedy done by a BLM activist. We tell you the story all around that. And what is identity politics and where does it come from as we're all living under the regime of the favored group versus the disfavored group? Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Kelly from Colorado for your support. Thank you. Kylie from Texas. Thank you. Jade from Ohio. Thank you. LaTanya from Maryland. Thank you. Charlene from Colorado. Thank you. Brian from California. Thank you. Lenore from California. Thank you. Julia from California. Alice from Washington. Thank you. Katie from California. Joshua from Hawaii. Nancy from Texas. And Peter from California, and Addison from Texas, charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get behind the work we are doing, we are deeply appreciative. If you want to help us in our goal, our mission, you might call it, to reach millions of people every single month, that is our goal. You guys can help make that possible together at charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. And if you want to come to America Fest, December 18, 19, 20, 21, we have the biggest speakers in the entire movement. We have Tucker Carlson coming. We have Candace Owens coming. Donald Trump Jr. We have Greg Gutfeld coming. Jesse Waters and so many others. Kaylee McEnany, tpusa.com/AMFEST, tpusa.com/AMFEST. Get your tickets today at tpusa.com/AMFEST. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. The Kyle Rittenhouse saga continues, and now we have federal authorities pushing. No, Jerry Nadler pushing for federal crimes against Kyle Rittenhouse. We're going to get into that. But in the last 24 hours, there was a terrorist attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin. You probably saw it dominated the news cycle Sunday evening, where there was a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which is just west of Milwaukee. Really good people out there right near where I grew up. There was a Christmas parade with local high schools, bands, color guard, everything seemed to be going as planned. And then a man driving a red Ford Escape blitzed through the parade, indiscriminately running over women, children, where as of right now, there are 5 people that have been killed. That's right, 5 people killed by this terrorist attack. And over 20 hospitalized and injured. Now, it's one thing to kill somebody. It's another thing to drive through a Christmas parade, killing children and everything that comes across your way, I guess you could say. Now, of course, the media was on pins and needles trying to see if they could turn this into a race crime issue. The media was already trying to chatter online saying, ooh, I wonder if this is another domestic violent extremist, a white supremacist. You know, CNN over the weekend said there's nothing more frightening in America today than an angry white man. That's CNN. CNN has said by John Blake, there's nothing more frightening in America today than an angry white man. The brute, the buck, and of course the thug, CNN writes. These are just some of the names for racial stereotypes that haunted the collective imagination of white America since the nation's inception. They connected with the Kyle Rittenhouse story. But, of course, the media is going to now memory hole and suppress this entire Waukesha story because the terrorist who ran over children and killed at least five people and maybe even more, by the way, we're waiting to see how many people have died because of this man, is a Black Lives Matter activist. Darryl Edwards Brooks. He is a self-proclaimed sex trafficker, a radical BLM activist, and a black supremacist. You hear that? A black supremacist. Just a couple days ago on his social media, he commented on the Kyle Rittenhouse drama. In addition, he commented on the George Floyd situation, Dante Wright situation. He posted that this is not the land of the free and home of the brave. It's the land of the stolen and home of the slave. He has a picture on his social media basically saying that, beware, violent street gangs. And he shows a picture of the police officer, a police officer. That right there is Darryl Edwards Brooks, the mass murdering domestic terrorist. And what's so amazing is that he was out on bond. He was out on $1,000 bond, on bail. So some of you might say, Charlie, what's the significance of district attorneys? Well, you see Darryl Edwards Brooks, the black terrorist, there you see him on your full screen, who killed at least five people and the death count is unfortunately increasing. Because of bail reform, he was out on $1,000 bail and was able to roam the streets as he liked. In addition, Darryl Edwards Brooks, the black terrorist who killed many people last night, was a convicted pedophile and child sex trafficker from Nevada. Darryl Edwards Brooks, I want you to look at him. Mass murderer, terrorist. Maybe the FBI should be more worried about him than moms and dads showing up at school board meetings. Is this a guy, a domestic terrorist, like parents showing up at school board meetings? Or has the FBI been distracted with other concerns? Is Attorney General Garland going to pursue this case with the same sort of aggressive posture as school board moms? Maybe will CNN write a new article that says there's nothing more frightening in America than an angry black man? Oh, you can't say that. But front page of CNN.com, front page. There's nothing more frightening in America than an angry white man. Again, the killer was released on bail for $1,000. And this was a district attorney, John T. Kissom, and Chelsea Bolden. And yet, according to the Associated Press, they write a story about me and Turning Point USA. I'm the one who used racial grievances. Meanwhile, there are Black Lives Matter supporting BLM incorporated activists who are committing acts of mass terror on innocent children. CNN is already covering for him, saying suspect in parade tragedy may have been fleeing another scene. Kills five and injures 40 by driving into a Christmas parade. And meanwhile, they call Kyle Rittenhouse a domestic terrorist, but Darryl Edwards Brooks, who's already killed five people, who's a pedophile out on $1,000 bail. Bail reform and parole form, everybody, if done incorrectly, like this, kills people and ends lives. The story is unfolding. Of course, the Darryl Edwards Brooks was comparing police officers to the KKK. Of course, he's a Malcolm X fan, anti-capitalist, hitting on the New World Order, Breonna Taylor. This was preventable. Darryl Brooks has previously been arrested for domestic abuse, battery, disorderly conduct, second degree recklessly endangering safety, obstructing an officer, bail jumping, felony. He is 38 years old. And this entire thing was beyond preventable. Milwaukee County District Attorney congratulating San Francisco Soros Fund District Attorney in 2019. Congratulations to Chesa Boden on a hard-fought and well-deserved win for prosecutorial reform. This terrorist attack that will soon be forgotten by the activist press and the activist media was preventable. Political correctness and the regime of identity politics is what allowed Daryl Edwards Brooks to go free, get a car, and run over innocent children and bystanders yesterday. If you're looking for ways to skip the trip to the post office and dodge all the hectic holiday shopping traffic, why not save time and money from Stamps.com? Stamps.com lets you compare rates, print labels, and access exclusive discounts on UPS and USPS services all day long. Charlie Kirk here. I could tell you our team at the Charlie Kirk Show and at Turning Point USA, we proudly use Stamps.com every single day. Going to the post office instead of using Stamps.com is like taking the stairs instead of using the elevator. You'll spend so much time and money, and you'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. Save time and money this holiday season with Stamps.com. Use what Turning Point USA uses and use what we use on our show. Use the promo code CHARLIE for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter code KIRK. That's Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page. Enter code KIRK. Stamps.com. Promo code KIRK. Never go to the post office again. Cut 12. Fox News reporting on the Christmas parade in Waukesha. Cut 12.
Fox News alert. We are awaiting a news conference this hour from a Wisconsin children's hospital where at least 18 children are being treated following the deadly incident at a Christmas parade outside Milwaukee. Five people were killed and more than 40 injured after an SUV tore through the crowd. Fox is told police have taken in 39-year-old Daryl Brooks as a person of interest. Brooks has an extensive criminal history, and we could learn more when we get an update from police later this afternoon.
Extensive criminal history. If Mr. Brooks was white, it would be wall-to-wall coverage, nonstop focusing on his skin color. People would already have to be apologizing. In fact, all the woke pastors out there, they would already be giving sermons on how we need to heal our racial divide. No, but instead, because Daryl Brooks, the black supremacist terrorist, is black, I don't really know how the media is explaining this one. They say, oh, he was fleeing the scene of a crime. It's perfectly understandable then. How, you know what? Honestly, it was racist for the parade to get in the way of his getaway scheme. That was the problem. The problem is that the color guard and the marching band, how dare they get in the way of his getaway? Didn't they know that criminals need open roads and streets to be able to flee the scenes of a crime? Now, this all kind of comes to this idea of the regime of identity politics. You see, if you go a level deeper into what is identity politics and where does it come from? The term identity politics was first used by a group of black lesbian activists from Boston in what is called the Kambachi statement in 1977, where they first said we must embrace the politics of our identity. The origination of identity politics in American sense could be the most important thinker that is usually glossed over is a guy by the name of W.E.B. Du Bois. And he and Booker T. Washington had this back and forth debate where Booker T. Washington wanted to cement the friendship between the races, where Du Bois, not Du Bois, he never liked that pronunciation. He said that race is the most important characteristic in human history. It's the most important thing to a person. Identity politics has answers to some very fundamental questions. If you dive deeper into wokeism and CRT, and you ask any of the activists, whether it be Derek Bell in 1991 famously wrote that blacks had not progressed at all since 1865. Derek Bell, who is one of the authors of critical race theory, Maybe you ask Ta-Nehisi Coates. Maybe you ask Harry Rogers, otherwise known as Ibram X. Kendi, or Robin DiAngelo, any of the scholars of the regime of identity politics. You ask them, why is there evil in the world? You see, we as Christians, we believe that there is original sin. We believe people are naturally inclined towards evil and that we must raise people of strong character to understand the differences between good and evil, where it's the animals that can feel pleasure and pain, but it's only humans that can know good from evil. But if you ask someone who is a member of the Bail Reform District Attorney Cartel or Cabal, why is there evil in this world? Identity politics provides a clear and unambiguous answer. There is not evil because of original sin. There is not evil because it's part of who we are. No. The people that reformed the bail that led this criminal out, this black terrorist, the people to blame are straight white men. And that's why they needed to try to put Kyle Rittenhouse in prison. Kyle Rittenhouse was being persecuted in public media because he fit in a stereotypical and was perfectly placed in a narrative that white people are marching the streets to try to mow down black people. Identity politics provides an answer to this, though, that if you are a black criminal, you should be given quick release from jail because you are a victim of straight white men. And so make no mistake, Daryl Edwards Brooks, according to the belief of identity politics, he's a victim. I want to tell you guys about Good Ranchers, okay? You've heard me talk about it a lot. Look, Good Ranchers, they achieve the trifecta. The trifecta is very simple. One, everyone has to eat. Two, you love the country. Three, you want to support the Charlie Kirk Show. So Good Ranchers, they send you boxes of meat. When we get a box of meat from Good Ranchers, it's bedlam. People fight over the meat. It is the closest thing to Christmas morning I've ever seen with adults. And Good Ranchers has a limited time offer for all of our listeners. 10 free bistro fillets when you enter promo code Charlie at checkout. If you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie right now, this is a $100 value free with promo code Charlie. I want you to imagine over 100,000 Americans losing their jobs. So you could stop imagining because it's a reality. Since 2015, over 100,000 independent farms and ranches in the United States have shut down. Why? Because foreign meat is stealing their business and robbing you the quality and flavor you deserve. That's why Good Ranchers is here. They exist to support local American farms to help you make great American meals. Together, they want to restore the American ranch and your meals to their former glory. Get the beef, chicken, and seafood that can't be imported or matched at goodranchers.com. Did you know the product made in the USA has been stolen by foreign countries or product of the USA? They process their meat here and then they fraudulently label it as if it came here from America. Good Ranchers is here to put America first at the dinner table and the farmers that work to raise the meat we eat. So do me a favor, get a box of Good Ranchers. It supports the country, it supports the show, and everyone listening to this has to eat. Go to goodranchers.com/Charlie right now and get 10 free bistro fillets. And in addition, when you subscribe, you'll save a $25 off each subscription box of mouth-watering American meats for life. These boxes will show up on schedule right to your door. That's right. Get 10 free bistro fillets, $100 value, free express shipping, and a $25 of your monthly subscription for life. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie or use code Charlie at checkout. That's 10 free bistro fillets, free express shipping, $25 of your monthly subscription for life at GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. What you saw last night with, what's his name again? Daryl Edward Brooks, the black supremacist terrorist, was nothing more than another outgrowth or production of the reign and the regime of identity politics. So what happened last night? Well, according to CNN, this is their latest news report. CNN puts this, they say, 5 people have died and more than 40 are injured after an SUV plowed through a holiday parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Oh, so the SUV was a driverless car? No, the SUV did not drive through the holiday parade. A BLM incorporated leader drove through the holiday parade. This is an important thing to go through because Daryl Edwards Brooks, who was a radical pro-BLM, anti-police, anti-capitalist, mass-murdering terrorist, he was out on a $1,000 bail. Now, what sort of worldview must you have to believe that we should relax bail standards for pedophiles or for terrorists just because of the color of someone's skin? Well, this all started with the Combahee River Collective statement in 1977. It was a statement that was issued by radical black lesbian feminists based in Boston. In the statement, it says the following, quote, "This focusing upon our oppression is embodied in the concept of identity politics." It was the first time we ever had any reference to the phrase identity politics. Now, these black lesbian feminists from Boston issuing the Combahee River Collective statement, they were the first ones to talk about the interconnectedness and identified and denounce the multiple systems of oppression that exist in our country. Now, what's really important, though, is that we call it identity politics, but the black lesbian feminists that wrote this for the first time, they actually hit it perfectly. They said, instead of focusing upon identity, our identity is actually rooted in our oppression. You see, through the lens of what we call identity politics or critical race theory or wokeism or diversity, equity, inclusion or anti-racism teaching, which your children might have to experience in grade school or in high school, is an emphasis that the currency that you trade with, that the way you get wealthy in a world dominated by identity politics is by having points of oppression. We call this the oppression Olympics. But then it goes a step deeper. It goes a level deeper. That identity politics privileges and elevates the identities of people that are then therefore oppressed. The basic moral framework of identity politics is not agency. It's not choices. It's not your capacity to deal with stress. No, instead, it puts an emphasis on whether or not you are a member of an oppressed identity politic group. And it explains under that regime, then, why it's strategically advantageous to be recognized as a victim. That's why there is this race to be a victim. The greater that your group's alleged victimization is, the stronger your moral claims will be. So you must understand, how does one react to what happened in Waukesha last evening through the moral framework or the filter of identity politics? So let's first start with what normal people would react. Wow, that's terrible. Thoughts and prayers. That's not good. Let's go find the criminal. I don't like that. But if you have been programmed with the operating system that started in the 1977 Combahee River Collective statement, then this is how you react. Mary Lemansky, who is a social media director for the Democrat Party in DuPage County, Illinois, she said that the deadly Christmas parade rampage in Wisconsin was karma for the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse. And she snarkily dismissed the tragedy as just self-defense. Living in Wisconsin, he probably felt threatened, the Democrat Party official said. I'm sure he didn't want to hurt anyone. He came to help people. She said, I believe in karma, and this came around quick on the citizens of Wisconsin. You reap what you sow. It's sad that people died. When you open the door to vigilante justice, everyone seems threatening. She said, I'm going to hell because I already made a deal with the devil that nobody else on earth will go to hell if I go. So you're welcome. Mary Lemansky is a operative of the Democrat Party. You see, if you look at things through an identity politics lens and you see suffering and you see a terrorist attack, immediately Mary Lemansky, she tries to grasp at a narrative. Oh, they deserve it. A mostly white parade. marching band color guard, VFW, the local police officer and firefighters. They deserve it. Why? Because they were in the same region of a verdict of a court case that I didn't like how it ended up. You see, America is now divided in two separate categories. Of course, it's divided between the people that are grateful and ungrateful, but here's the difference. This terrorist, Daryl Brooks, he's in a favored category. Kyle Rittenhouse, disfavored category. And you will understand that in the coming days and weeks, the attack in Waukesha, you will not have a special committee to investigate it. You will not have a Warren Commission-style report. Do you guys want to hear a thought crime? More people died last night at the Christmas parade at the hands of a black terrorist than on January 6th. Kyle Rittenhouse was obviously acting in self-defense, but people are conflating the two because they happen to be within the same geographic area. That's the sloppiness that identity politics creates. Because reason, capacity to think, is an outgrowth of white supremacy. All of this dividing of people into favored and disfavored groups, if you're a white heterosexual male or straight male, you're immediately in the disfavored group, where favored groups are all people of color. Isn't it amazing how we used to calling people of color in America used to be, you could be called a racist for doing that. And now it's considered to be a currency of elevation, that if you're a person of color, you have a stronger moral claim to the argument. So let me get this straight. Colored people bad, people of color good. How did that one work? The moral framework that has then been put forward that gets Daryl Edwards Brooks out of jail for $1,000 bail so then he can go run over 40 people, kill five of them and maybe more, unfortunately, is one that believes that Daryl Edwards Brooks, if he was only given a chance to go out of jail, if Daryl Edwards Brooks was only given an opportunity, he was going to become a nanoscientist, okay? That Daryl Edwards Brooks, he was one bail issuing away. He was so close to splitting the atom. Here is something that most people don't want to talk about on the right, which is that this movement to relax bail and open up our prisons might make you feel good if you live in gated communities and drive chauffeured cars, but it makes America a much more dangerous place. The city of Austin, Texas has an 80% increase in murders over the last year. By the way, this is the person that got released on $1,000 bail. He admits being a child sex trafficker on video. Play cut 15.
And then as soon as we fall out, all of a sudden now I'm a pedophile. Let me explain that. 10 years ago, 2006, I caught a case with my oldest daughter's mama. Yes, my baby mama. She's from Oakland. I was busting moves in Nevada. I meet the bitch, say she want to get out, so I'm pimping on the bitch. I'll take her to Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I get cracked. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know the bitch was 16 at the time. She gave a statement to the police and told them, yeah, she was hoeing, that I was pimping, and that she was 16, and that I didn't know that. Okay?
Sounds like a brilliant individual. So someone that engages with a 16-year-old as a pedophile, admits to it, but then gets released on $1,000 bail, what's the consequence of that? What is the consequence of prioritizing laws and policy on things that make you feel good but doesn't do good? Here's the consequence. Play cut 14.
18 kids were brought to our children's emergency department, ranging from ages 3 to 16 years of age, which include three sets of siblings. Injuries ranged from facial abrasions to broken bones to serious head injuries. Six of these patients were sent to the operating room last night, and two additional patients are undergoing surgeries today.
So Daryl Edwards Brooks out on $1,000 bail under this push that we need to try to give criminals, based on the color of their skin, bail preferences, committed an act of terror, which might be one of the worst in Wisconsin history. This story will soon be forgotten by the activist press, and soon be swept under the rug. Daryl Edwards Brooks is a living example of what happens when you allow the regime of prioritizing oppression to run your society. Five people dead, 40 people in the hospital, children that may never walk again. Look, if you've been keeping up with the news, or even if you haven't been, you might hear the word tapering being used a lot. It's the new Federal Reserve new buzzword, and you'll hear all kinds of meaning and definition for it. But what does it really mean? If Washington has to repay around $30 trillion it borrowed, guess where that's coming from? You guessed it, your pocket. Janet Yellen said we'd never see another financial crisis in our lifetime when she ran the Fed. Now, just 4 years later, she's warning of a catastrophe. And here we are. Our friends at Noble Gold can keep you safe and protect you about whatever happens next. By starting a precious metal IRA or 401k portfolio, you can start the fight of the coming wave of inflation and ride out the storm with your savings intact. Buy things that are inflation resistant. And as a bonus and a thank you, you receive a free 5 ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with each qualifying plan you start this month. Buy things you can touch that are finite, not infinite, that are real and objective and are not some numbers on a screen. So go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. So instead of worrying about people like Daryl Edwards Brooks crossing state lines and then becoming terrorists, could you imagine if Daryl Edwards Brooks was a Make America a Great Again white individual who took his car and started to plow over people in a parade for the NAACP? Could you imagine? No, but instead, the FBI, what happened last week, the regime is not slowing down. Yeah, so what if there's black terrorists killing children in the streets? They couldn't care less. No, instead, the FBI raided the home of a mother who protested elections and a local school board. Her teenage daughter was manhandled by federal agents. Sharona Bishop is a mother of three from Grand Junction, Colorado, who's been active in protesting against her woke local school board and protecting election integrity. She runs americasmom.net. And on Tuesday morning, Bishop, last Tuesday morning, her home was raided while she was preparing to homeschool her kids. And she was stunned to see it as the FBI officials preparing to raid her house came in, pulled her daughter upstairs by her hoodie, handcuffed by another officer. They proceeded to search her house, despite the fact that Bishop says she's not guilty of anything other than exercising her First Amendment rights. We were warned that moms and dads showing up at school board meetings were going to be criminalized. Merrick Garland lied about it under oath. We now know that he lied about the threat tags associated with it. But now we have local activists, local moms that are being raided by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. You guys paying attention yet? James O'Keefe gets raided. Steve Bannon gets indicted. Quote, "This is still the United States of America. We're able to stay what we believe," she said. "There was some pounding on my door. I didn't know what to think. I thought at first it might be some neighbor's kids. They were pounding profusely. Then it hit me it was the FBI. I took my kids to their bedrooms. They used the battering ram to bash down the door. They cuffed me and then proceeded to search and go through my house all at one time." So the FBI is too worried going after moms who homeschool their kids that show up to school board meetings than to, I don't know, track the activities of Daryl Edward Brooks, who is a pedophile crossing state lines, out on $1,000 bail, gets a red Ford Escape, and go commits an act of mass terror, killing five, injuring 40, and the death count might be increasing from there. You want to see what the regime of identity politics does? This is reparations, okay? Take what you want. Who says stealing is wrong? Remember that woman Kurzweil wrote that article on NPR? The case for looting. Let's play cut 17 first.
It's hard to believe, but millions of dollars in merchandise reported stolen in the past 36 hours as brazen looters ransack high-end San Francisco retail stores like Louis Vuitton. Police calling this a classic smash-and-grab incident where suspects break in and take all they can carry.
When you do not have objective moral codes, why is there something wrong with that? It's reparations. Remember, the oppressed can do whatever they want. We have two categories of people. Are you listening right now? Are you in the favored or are you in the disfavored group of American society? Let's play cut 16. Keep my mic on. I'm going to narrate over this. Play cut 16. 14 criminals raided a Louis Vuitton store in Chicago. Millions of dollars of merchandise. Play cut 16. As you can see here, the store, everything seems to be going just fine. And then a flood of criminals and vigilantes come into the store and they take everything they possibly can. Of course, we've defunded the police. We have a skeleton force of security in Chicago. And this is the beginning of anarchy. Purses, bracelets, you name it. Take as much as you can. It is open season in Chicago. One after the other after the other. Running in and getting it. We're going to post all of this entire clip on charliekirk.com. How much dollars in merchandise did they steal there? Hard to believe it's been millions. But according to Derek Bell, one of the founders of critical race theory, in 1991, remember, he said that black people made no progress in America since 1865. When you structure a society around the pernicious and malevolent ideas of elevating people based on the appearance of victimhood, then looting, what's wrong with that? Anarcho-tyranny. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.